Family planning makes the top 10 list of the Centers for Disease Control's most significant public health achievements. The Title X program helps low-income women avoid unintended pregnancy and helps to prevent sexually transmitted disease. The program is nearly 40 years old now, and some say it's time for an update, not necessarily in what the program does, but how it accomplishes its goals. Funding peaked in 1980, while women needing services is increasing, and the number of trained reproductive Title X nurses decreasing. Lon Newman traveled to Washington, D.C. twice for public hearings, which were held by the Institute of Medicine. As executive director of Wisconsin Family Planning in Wausau, he'd like to see service areas for the federal program expanded.
This is again a factor of the limited funding and how that actually has drawn Title X service areas more closely to the high need areas in terms of numbers, so that the resources are so badly needed in Milwaukee, Racine, Kenosha.
What this means, Newman says, is that someone who lives in northern Wisconsin, for instance Florence or Eagle River, would have to travel about 200 miles to reach a federally funded clinic. He suggests other facilities could provide care to Title X patients. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.